It's no dollar store.
I don't know. I like that I can try out all the pencils.
It's my favorite pen in the 90s.
Mine too.
Hi, I'm Shayla Tu, and you're listening to Two for Two, a two-minute weekly discovery into the lesser-known gems around town.
I'm down to my last page of notebook paper, so here I am at Crazy Alan's Emporium at Timberline Shopping Center.
Alan's Funky Place is an office supply store, but that designation doesn't do the Emporium justice. He's got fun, random gadgets for gifts, all kinds of greeting cards, oh, and a bazillion pens, including the Pelican 1000. It costs $1,000. But I'm here for a nice notebook. Alan showed me the selection.
Notebook, we have quite a few. We can go to Leuchtturm, which is made out of Germany.
Alan showed a variety of European brand notebooks that I'd never heard of before. All of them are super nice. And then
the worst one is Moleskine, which a lot of people know.
Why is it the worst?
The paper isn't as good as the others.
I cut two equal samples, one from my new Leuchtturm notebook and one from my old Moleskine notebook. And I pulled the office. I asked my coworkers to write on each piece, randomly, A and B, and experience the paper.
I'm gonna have to go with B.
Yeah, A is definitely my favorite.
Exhibit B. Ooh, now we're talking.
And the verdict. 36 said B, which was Moleskine. And 64% said A, which was Leuchtturm. So there you go. When you need some advice making a decision, you can pull your workmates, but trust your local businesses. They're the local experts. I'm Shayla Tu. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best-kept secrets in our area. Do you have a little-known thing or experience that should be featured on Two for Two? Email me, Shayla, at WCHL.com. That's Shayla, C-H-E-L-A. Until the next two.